What does it mean to say that someone is a saint? Often, when we say this, we mean that they exhibit characteristics that we consider to be saintly. Perhaps a person of great faith or a person of great hope. Someone who maybe did many charitable works. When we say someone is a saint, we might think of our grandmother or grandfather. We're saying that they exhibit the characteristics that we associate with saints. But by definition, a saint is someone who is in heaven with God. Very simple definition, simple yet quite profound. Because they are a person who has achieved the goal for which we were all created, the beatific vision, to gaze on the face of God forever. That is what heaven is. And there are some whom the church has recognized to be saints through the canonization process. Many of them are familiar to us. Some of their celebrations mark certain days of the year. St. Patrick, St. Valentine. If you're Italian, St. Joseph. But there are many others who are in heaven whose names we don't know. And we celebrated them yesterday, All Saints' Day. We asked them to intercede for us before the throne of God. We heard in the book of Revelation yesterday of the great multitude that surrounds the throne of God in heaven and worships him day and night. Many of these saints are somewhat anonymous, yet they are saints nonetheless. Today, we shift gears a little bit to All Souls' Day, to pray for all the faithful departed. And in a special way, at this Mass, we pray for those who have been buried from our parish over the last year. For everyone who has passed from this life, who has not been declared to be a saint by the church, needs our prayers. They need the Mass to be celebrated for them. We are all connected by the common denominator of our baptism. So our prayers are powerful for those who have departed this life. In a certain sense, we are closer to our loved ones who have died than we were to them when they were alive, because that spiritual communion remains. It's a spiritual communion that connects all of us in God. And that's why we have All Souls' Day, to remember, to pray for our loved ones, and to renew our faith, that as St. Paul said in the second reading today, if we have grown into union with Jesus through a death like his, we shall also be united with him in the resurrection. Death is a painful reality for us. In the first reading today, we heard from the prophet Isaiah. He spoke about the web and the veil that covers all peoples. He was speaking about that common denominator to return to the earth from which we came. This reality hurts because those whom we love are missing from our lives. It just all seems so final. Our faith helps us to face this power and finality of death, and to put it into its proper perspective. In the gospel today, Jesus says that he will give life to everyone who comes to him, that it's the will of his Father that he not lose any of us. And elsewhere in the gospels, Jesus says that the life that he will give is an abundant life. The life which Christ gives begins right now. It begins here on earth. We call this divine life that Christ gives to us grace. Grace is God's divine life living within us. That's why it's so important for us to live in what we call a state of grace, to be fully alive with this divine life. But remember, St. John says in his letter, "Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed." There's more. God's creation has yet another unflowering for us, another unfolding. If you think about it, the 60, 70, 80, 90 years we live on earth is only the smallest fraction of our eternity with God. God has brought us into being, shepherded us throughout our lives, and He will carry us on our journey to Him. Faith helps us to see the reality of eternity that God opens for us, and that He wants to live our lives so that we can enjoy that eternity. There is a finality that comes with death, but there is faith and hope in the eternity that God has opened for us. This All Souls Day, and really the entire month of November, is an exhortation to prayer. Prayer that those who are alive, you and I, will live in hope and preparation for heaven. That we will live in that state of grace where God's divine life is alive in us. It's an exhortation to prayer that those who have died and are still in need of purification, that God, through our prayers, will give them the happiness of heaven. That the masses and the prayers we offer for them are efficacious. And finally, it's an exhortation to prayer that the church triumphant, those saints who are in heaven, will pray for all of us, that we will be united together with God forever. May the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Amen.